Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Sitarasata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundara Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Sapharikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Anuga Guru Varga Ki Jai, Sri Swarup Ramananda Ki Jai, Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Basarigo Bhaktivinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath, Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavandam Ki Jai, Navadeeptam Ki Jai, Sri Ramayapur Ki Jai, Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Sachi Mata Ki Jai, Jagannath Mishra Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai, Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varenya Sri Lesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimala Abhidhut Maharaj Ki Jai, Seva Brinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai, Nithai Go Primanande. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Avirbhav Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai, Sri Gaur Purnima Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai, Nithai Go Primanande. Narottam Thakur says in his song, Heno Nitai Bine Bai Radha Krishna Paite Nai Nitai Koruna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. Without the grace, the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, there can be no substantial acquisition of connection with Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So, if we understand something about this ontologically, then we can understand if Radha and Krishna, Radha Govinda Milita Tanu, Radha and Krishna have combined in one as Mahaprabhu, you can't have any substantial connection with Mahaprabhu without getting the grace or the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj, he'll say, you know, Nitai gives us Gauranga and Gauranga gives us Radha Dasyam, or the connection with Radha Krishna. Because what could it mean but service? Oh, Radha Dasya is so high. Yes, that is the aspiration of Krishna consciousness. But to mention Radha and Krishna without Radha Dasya, without the conception of service to enter that plane, is a fantasy. It's delusion. Or as Guru Maharaj said in one place, you know, fictitious devotion. So in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamritam, what does it say? Bande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Ishan Ishavatarakam Tat Prakasham Cha Tat Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Samyakam. And what is nice? Nityananda Sahodito Bande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaudiya Pushpavanto. But then Rupa goes, so he's saying, to Bande Gurun, to the Gurus, and then the Panchatattva, really? Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Surupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. But then Rupa Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, being the pure Rupanuga that he is, he'll mention What's the basis as you providing the superstructure upon which the entire Chaitanya Charitamritam will be built? To quote Rupa Goswami and Srup Damodar, they say, Anarpita charim chirat korna avatirna kolo, samar payatam munatojula rasam swabhakti sriyam, hari purata sundar duty kadamba sandipita, sadahridaye kandare spuratu, basachinandana. Saying, let the Sachinandan, the mother of the son of the of Mother Sachi, Nanda Sutta Jini Chaitanya Goshai. His Nanda Sutta, the son of Nanda Maharaj, the son of Nanda and Yashoda, has come again. After a long time, Anarpita Charinsha means after a long, long time since the appearance of Krishna. So much so that all that bhakti rasa, the raga bhakti that came, saturates Krishna Leela, had practically vanished in the world. So, we're told Krishna, he's thinking, for a long time, that which makes, life possible and meaningful hasn't been available. It's gone into a hidden position. It's like we find in the Bhagavatam, we can say in a sense, the first reference to the appearance of Mahaprabhu comes in the seventh canto from Prahlad Maharaj, interestingly, in his prayers to Nrisingadev, why shall Mahaprabhu be mentioned there? But he's offering glorification of all the different avatars of the Lord who appears in so many different ages. Why does he appear? We hear in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sarunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sangsta panartaya sambhavami juge juge. When the yuga dharma, or religion proper, what is substantial, is so far removed from the original as to become itself a sort of falsity, where we can say in a sense, religion itself now is misleading. What is meant to lead you in the right direction is now going in the wrong direction. Like tabula rasa, the slate has to be wiped clean. It's Krishna descends himself, right? Paritranaya sadunam. As Bhaktivinoda says, Braja jana palana asura kula nashana. Sambhavami juge juge. I come myself or I send my representative. Age after age, right, to, in the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to restore the truth to its former purity. But in this instance, something extraordinary is happening. So Rupa Goswami in this verse is saying, what's never been given before, that's what he's going to give or distribute. We can say that Krishna Prem was there at the time of Krishna, right? Rupa Goswami writes, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitana Namne Gaura Tuse Namaha. Mahaprabhu, he is distributing Krishna Prem. Krishna himself is descended, taking what he considers to be the highest thing and mercifully distributing that to the lowest. Once when someone heard Srila Guru Maharaj talking about the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they were sort of shaking their head in disbelief, saying, why did Mahaprabhu do this? Because you would think, considering the fallen condition of the people of Kali Yuga, right, give them something. but not the highest thing. Like, what does it say in the Bible? The line about, don't cast your pearls before swine. Right? So the thing, why the devotee was sort of bewildered, saying, this perceiving from Guru Maharaj, getting a glimpse of what was actually happening, saying, I can't believe it, I don't understand, why does he do this? And Guru Maharaj said, oh, he's Mahavaranaya Avatar, right? The most magnanimous, as we can say, Nityananda is the Kripa Avatar, he's bringing us in connection with the most magnanimous incarnation avatar. So Guru Maharaj said, so what should he distribute? Some stone chips. Just give out some stones to everyone. Or should the highest conception of the greatest magnanimity be that what he personally estimates to be the most valuable thing, that he will distribute to those and the most, we can say, unqualified, undeserving position. So Guru Maharaj says in this verse where Rupa Goswami, it's the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's saying, what is it he's giving? Again, these words, Radha Dasyam, service to the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Right? This is what is the basis of the revelation of Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. Jadi gorna hoita tabiki hoita kemani daritam dehi radhar mahima prema rasasimo jagata janatake. Same thing in the beginning. Srimat Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. Why? What is the essence of Sri Chaitanya Avatar and Guru Maharaj's founding of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat? To promote the glories of Srimati Radharani. That is the highest conception of Krishna Prema. Mahaprabhu is coming to give Krishna Prema, but not in an ordinary or general sense, not that it's an ordinary or general thing, but the highest sort of Krishna Prema. That which he himself estimates to be the greatest thing. So Prahlad Maharaj in his prayer says, Chanakkalo, in Kali Yuga, he's in a hidden position. That can have various meanings. Right? But one, if we think, what is he hidden? Like Guru Maharaj says, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. The Guru Rupa of Hari, the Guru form of Krishna. When Krishna becomes Guru, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram, what is his position? Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam, covered in the beauty, because Ruchi can mean beauty, but also taste. The Radha Bhav, Srup Dhamana, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, enveloped in the heart of Srimati Radharani, and the radiance of that heart is converting Shyamasundar Krishna, who's Shyama, like his black beauty, to golden beauty, Gauranga Sundar. So, and Guru Maharaj says, Bhakti Vinod Viraha Dasakam, outlined there, he expressed very succinctly how to understand this properly. He said, Sri Gauranumatam Swarupa Viditam, that who knows really, fully, why Mahaprabhu is descended? Swarup Damodar. And the Chaitanyastakam of Rupa Goswami saying, Swarupam Bibhrana Jagata Tulyam Adaita Daita. Swarupam means, and from one, it's very beautiful, double meaning throughout. He's saying, the beauty of Mahaprabhu is incomparable. Swarupam Bibhram Jagata Tulyam, there's nothing that compares to this. But he's also saying, Swarup Damodar, there's no one who compares to him. And this is very important. Because again, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is going to take from Srup Damodar's notes, his slokas, to create that framework upon which Chaitanya Charitamritam will be built. So if someone has another idea, then we can dismiss that as being, because what is being said? He's Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second. He's the Bhav Murti of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whatever Mahaprabhu is experiencing, really Srup Damodar is sort of a mirror image of that, yet somehow maintaining his composure to always assist Mahaprabhu in his pastimes. So Srup Damodar, he says, Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kiddusho Vanayeva. He gives the reasons why Krishna descended as Mahaprabhu. Because, as we told, Krishna's thinking, oh, for so long, this, what I came and gave as Krishna, that's gone into, it's receded, gone into a suppressed position. So the time for the Yuga avatar is coinciding with some personal considerations of Krishna. The same time, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, he's serving the people in Navadvip, and he's very unhappy to see that they're doing anything and everything but Krishna culture, right? And Navadvip's become is the center of learning. All the pundits are there in Navadvip, and what are they doing? They're out. Well, and they're spare when they're not like arguing like they're logicians. So one logician going back and forth in this type of dry logical analysis. They're having the weddings of cats, right? Which I'm sorry I even said that because I can, you know, don't want to put that into the internet. But that he's seeing that thing. These people, they're wasting their time on these trivial things. So he's Tulasi Dala Matrena Jalasha Chulakena Ba Vikri Nite Swamatmanam Bhaktebyo Bhaktabatsala. With Ganga Jal and Tulsi leaves, he's crying out to Krishna. Because when people are making fun of the Vaishnavas, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Advaita Acharya, he has some tej, you can say. He's thinking, if I bring Krishna down here, he's going to show you people. Because they think they're all crazy. They are a little crazy. Guru Maharaj said, there's one song saying, in that land of the logicians, Navadvip, teen puggle, three puggles have come. Because they like to talk about, you know, Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the maintainer, Shiva, the destroyer, you know, and this type of. And what is the said in this song? Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva have lost their minds. Can you accommodate? You can accommodate Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the maintainer, Shiva, the destroyer. What's the difference in Gaura Lila? Is they've all lost their minds. The creator's lost his mind, the maintainer's gone crazy, and the destroyer's crazy. It means Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu, and Advaita Acharya. They've all gone insane. They're chanting the name of Krishna. They're drowning in an ocean of Krishna Prem. And flooding those dry logicians, and now the logicians are thinking, what happened? So the ordinary people, they're happy, they get it. Like Gurudev would say, the simple-hearted people. That's why Sharalta is one of the qualities of a Vaishnava, being simple-hearted. But those logicians, seeing the madness of the teen puggles, they're thinking, this is very illogical. This doesn't make any sense. Why are they doing this? Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he has another viewpoint. He says, vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi na sangshaya. I've been cheated, I've been cheated, I've been cheated. Of this there is no doubt. Vishwa gaurase magnam sparshopi mamanambhavat. Mahaprabhu flooded the world with Krishna prema, and I wasn't touched by a drop. How unfortunate I am. But we read the expressions of the Vaishnava through inversion, through an inverted lens, so to speak, and we understand his relishing capacity is so great that a flood, an ocean, cannot satisfy him. But he is saying that, what is the beautiful prayer like by Babaji Maharaj, Gurudev Guru Maharaj, everyone? Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya, Hemaba Divyat Chavi Sundaraya, Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Guru Maharaj says in this song, which Amana Durmati includes there, he's saying, the Padma Purana also tells us about Mahaprabhu. With this verse, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnakshuddho Nityamukto Abhinatan Nama Namano. Saying like, Nama Chintamani Krishna, the holy name of Krishna is like Chintamani. But here he's taking it in another direction. He's saying, Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Purnakshuddho Nityamukto, that name that he's taking, he is that. He's non-different. That name that he's taking is Krishna. This is Krishna. Right? Krishna's come as a name taker. Prabodhananda again, Guru Maharaj is like, he's saying, Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundara Bara Nagara Bara Nityam Nijer Namabhi. Krishna, this time when he comes, he's saying, I want to be a devotee. I want to relish Krishna Nam. And how? Why is he so mad? Guru Maharaj, he said, thinking this way, we say, you know, Sevan Mukata, the Seva current of Krishna Nam. Like you think, if Yashoda calls for Krishna, what sort of current is in that Krishna Nam? It has to be extraordinary, right? The voltage of the current of love and affection in the name-taking of Yashoda. And she's not counting on beads. She's calling Krishna for lunch, you know. The power of her. But then again, think, what is the voltage in the Krishna Nam of Srimati Radharani? So he says, Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima Kidrusho Vanayeva. He wants to experience the sort of love that Radharani alone possesses. That means Mahabhav. Suvarna Varna He Mango Barangas Chandanagadi Sanyasa Krishtama Shanto Nishta Shanti Parayana. The Mahabharata is also predicting the appearance of Mahaprabhu. How beautiful he looks. Suvarna Varna, he's golden. Hemanga, all of his limbs are golden colored. But in the end, Nishta Shanti Parayana, Guru Maharaj says, is a reference to Mahabhav. Svadyo Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrusho Vamadiya. He wants to taste the sweetness of what she's tasting. In search for Sri Krishna, Guru Maharaj is saying, it's as if sweetness, sees everyone is mad to taste sweetness, like we're told in this world. He said, everyone wants some sweetness, to the point of when it's killing them, then they want artificial sweetener. In the madness of separation from sweetness, they want artificial sweetener. We're against that. all types of artificial, whether materially or spiritually. So Gurumar said, but what if sweetness wants to taste sweetness? He's thinking, everyone is mad to taste meat. What is it that's driving them so mad that even at the point of killing themselves, they want to have this taste? So he's saying, sweetness is tasting itself and going mad. So that's Mahaprabhu's, the outcome is his mad singing and dancing. So he said, the cause is the effect. The cause is he's relishing Krishna Nam, the way Radharani relishes the sweetness of Krishna Nam. That's driving him mad. He's becoming ecstatic and dancing madly and then distributing Krishna Nam to others. He wants others to take Krishna Nam. And the conclusion of Search for Sri Krishna, again, what Guru Maharaj says is the all-conquering conclusion of his Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram. Atma Siddha Savalila Pona Shokya Lakshanam. As he said to me one afternoon in Navadvip, like around this time, he said, sitting in his chair, and he's very happy. Like he's, Guru Maharaj always has some internal dialogue going on. It's not that he's repeating what he heard or said 40 years before. Sometimes he'd say, this came to me 2 days ago. And then he'd say something fresh, as Gurudev said, like from the unknown quarter, something springing, you know, the nectarine spring shower coming from the unknown quarter. So he said, I say the ultimate reality must be dancing. He said, what do you say? And I'd never heard something like that. I was sort of stunned thinking about it. And then realizing that he made me dumbstruck. Now Guru Maharaj is smiling at me. I say, the ultimate reality must be dancing. What do you say? And then he began explaining. Why? Because he, like the when it says, Om Purnam Adak Purnam Itam, in the Upanishad, he is perfect and complete. We can take that in different directions. But Guru Maharaj is using Purnam here in the sense of fulfilled. If he is Atmaram, self-satisfied and fulfilled to the extreme, if we take that sort of conception to its highest expression and conceptualization, then it will mean that he's satisfied, what he's experiencing is so happy and tasteful that he cannot contain his joy. That is very good for us. He cannot contain his happiness. It is moving him to ecstatic dance and distribution. He's so filled with ecstatic joy, he wants to dance and distribute that same joy to others. Asvadya yenadbhuta madhurima, to taste the same sweetness, and then tadbhavadya, no, what did I say? Sokyam chasya maranubhavata kidrisham veti lobat, and to experience that same ecstasy. So this is a sloka from Srirup Damodar. Guru Maharaj is saying, Sri Gauranumatam Svarupaviditam, echoing what has been stated by Rupa Goswami. Only Srirup Damodar knows fully why Mahaprabhu has descended here. It coincided with the Yuga avatar. So Advaita, saying, I'm going to bring my Krishna down here and show you people something that you've never seen before when he gets here, my Lord Krishna. So, and he's crying out to Krishna, and he'll later, Mahaprabhu will say, I was sleeping in the ocean of milk. He'll say different things. He said, and I heard the loud cries of Advaita. So Advaita wants him to appear. It's coinciding with the Yuga avatar, but he has this personal desire to experience the position of Srimati Radharani. So elsewhere, Srupa Damodara says, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolita. Stealing the heart and halo of Radharani, he has appeared. Rupa Goswami and his Chaitanyastakam, he says, and Kaviraj Goswami is quoting, Appa Param Kasyapi Pranayi Janabrindasya Kutuki Raso Stamam Hritva Madhuram Upaboktam Kamapiya. Serving the billions of inconceivably beautiful, super dedicated Chinmoy Rasa Brajagopis, one outshines all others. You can say Dyotamana Paramasundari, Srimati Radharani. And she has awakened the curiosity in Krishna to want to experience her position. You're told, as Krishna, he's Rasaraj. He's ecstasy personified, Govinda Mari Purushantam Mahamajami. He's in the position of an enjoyer. So from that position, he can't relish the position of a devotee, right? Brahma Samhita. Kandarpa Koti Kamani Avishesha Shobham. Krishna, Skrumar says, reality of the beautiful. He's inconceivably beautiful. Kandarpa Koti, 10 million cupids. Condensed, personified as one, is an indication of the inconceivable beauty of Krishna. But that Krishna, I think everyone, wants me and searching for me either directly or indirectly, get a connection with me, they experience happiness. But who can make me happy? We hear, he says, if, what's called Aishwarya again, if one is too overwhelmed by the majestic aspect of divinity, that constricts the natural flow of love that's in the heart. It's an obstruction. And Krishna saying he's disappointed. But when someone can transcend the majestic aspect of Krishna, his divinity, and see him as an equal, that captures Krishna's attention. So just as the cowherd boys, they're saying, you're not such a big man, we're more or less equal, we can wrestle, and I can probably defeat you. That inspires Krishna, that sort of playful, loving affection. But then even more than that, Kaviraj Goswami quotes Srimati Radharani, a reference to her saying, where Krishna says, if my beloved in their love affairs, if for some reason she's saying, cursing me for my misbehavior, he's saying, I find that sweeter than the reverential hymns of the Vedas. So we find in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamritam that Krishna, Kaviraj Goswami, is revealing Krishna's candid position. In other parts of the Vedas, Shrutivir, Vimrigyam, the direction, the general direction is being given. Right? Then we look in the Bhagavatam, the prayers of Uddhava, we see, Asam aho charanenu jusham ahang shang brindavane kimapi gumalatosadinam, where he's aspiring for an atomic presence in the soil of Vrindavan to come in touch with the lotus feet, the dust from the lotus feet of Radharani and the Brajagopis. So he's revealing something more here. And now Kaviraj Goswami is telling us, Krishna speaking candidly, saying, how great is Radharani? If she's cursing me, that's the sweetest sound to my ear. That I find more appealing and heart-stealing than these reverential hymns in the Vedas, where they're saying, how great you are, everything comes from you, you appear in many different avatars to save the fallen souls and the people, and which are all wonderful things. But Krishna is saying, that's good for you, but what's good for me? If she's abusing me, that I find to be a heart-stealing matter. So speaking of heart-stealing, he says, seeing her and the type of devotion she has, that aroused the curiosity in Krishna to experience her position. So it says, Rasotstamam ritva madhuram upaboktam kamapiya. So he stole her heart and subsequently halo so that he could experience that position. Just like the other day we heard about the glories of Madhavendra Puri. And Mahaprabhu is telling those glories to Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees. But the pujari, they're giving the kheer to Mahaprabhu. And it's mentioned there that you could make an observation and say, well, you know, what did it say? Avatar Sar Gora Avatar. All the avatars, they assemble within Mahaprabhu. All the incarnations, all the expansions of Godhead. So Gopinath, as Krishna, they offer him the bhog. And Gopinath takes the bhog and he's relishing that. And what appears fully, mysteriously afterward, is the prasad. So, but Mahaprabhu, he's eager to taste the prasad of Gopinath. We could say, no, but as Krishna, he's already taken. That's not the same. Krishna being offered, enjoying bhog is different than a devotee honoring prasadam. It's not the same thing. It's not the same taste. It's not the same experience. Okay. When Krishna is offered something, he enjoys that, we're told. The nectar of Krishna mixes in that substance, and that's a position that can be relished by the devotees. So Krishna, his estimation, although he's omniscient, he says he cannot estimate how much love Radharani possesses for him and what it is she's experiencing. He's omniscient Krishna. He can only understand this theoretically. But to taste it, he has to leave the position of an enjoyer. Right? Cannot, as Krishna, take. So in the Gaudiya line, the pure Gaudiya line, they're never imposing the Krishna identity on Mahaprabhu, who's this enjoyer from Vrindavan and the, you know, Kunja Bihari, Gopijana Balava. They're not imposing that upon Krishna. Mahaprabhu is never showing these kind of, he's always in Bhakta Bhav, and the gradual evolution of Bhakta Bhav to its highest expression, Radha Bhav. So he takes the position of Radharani from that position, then he's relishing the prasad of Gopinath. That's a different taste than what Gopinath experienced from being offered the bhog. So Rupa Goswami, Sado pasya sriman dritta manujake pranayitam bahadbi girvane girisha paramishta prabhritibi. This is so extraordinary, as we alluded to before. Brahma, Shiva, they all want to descend. It's not Kali Yuga's for losers. And it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam, those in Satyayuga, because they say, oh, we're in the, boy, Satyayuga, that's the ticket. We want to be born in Satyayuga. And it's saying, no, look in the Bhagavatam, the opposite. It said, those in Satyayuga, they're praying for an opportunity to appear in the Kali Yuga, to get this opportunity to connect with that which was never given before. Right? The gods are descending from the heavenly planets, disguised as human beings, to get a glimpse of the beauty of Mahaprabhu. Right? Bearing the affection of love from their hearts. Shiva appearing like a person, Brahma. They want to have a glimpse of Gauranga, Gauranataraj, the golden dancer, the golden avatar. So what is we're saying? Krishna, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. So beautiful. 10 million cupids personified as one. That's sort of a seductive charm and beauty. But Rupa Goswami, Raso Dama Kamarbuda Madura Ojvala Dama Tanur Jati Namu Tangshis Tarani Kara Vidyoti Basana Hiranya Nam Lakshmi Baran Abhivavang Angika Rucha Satchaitanya Devas Satchaitanya Kame Punar Abhidashur Yashati Vidam. He is saying, well, my eyes, I saw this. I saw Mahaprabhu. Like when Guru Maharaj says Rupa Goswami is an eyewitness, what are those eyes? It doesn't mean like who has the capacity to see Mahaprabhu in this way through the lens of the Chaitanyastakam. Rupa Goswami is giving everyone more than a glimpse of Mahaprabhu according to the capacity of the recipient. And he's saying, so golden, effulgent, like his sannyas vesh was glowing. It's saffron, but like glowing with some mysterious golden effulgence. Right? And he's saying, and how raso dama kama buddha madura, how sweet and how beautiful. If 10 million cupids in full-blown cupidity, he's like, making it higher, turning the volume, raising the volume on this content. 10 million cupids in full-blown cupidity. That's how sweet, irresistibly sweet and attractive he is. And he's saying gold and Guru Maharaj, he's saying, not this ordinary gold. I don't even know what he means by ordinary. He's saying, but gold, like he says, Hari Purita Sundar Dyuti Kadamba Sandipita. This kind of, Prabhupada like to say, molten gold. Like, if you melt gold, what does it look like? It's even more golden, beautiful, shining. He's saying, and what does that come? It's not just and light in the ordinary sense. Radha Bhava, the heart of Radharani, is so radiant. It's making Krishna golden. He's become golden by her touch. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, you say, Svarna Koti Darpa Nava Deho Varna Gauravam. On this golden theme, 10 million brilliant shining mirrors of gold. Svarnakoti Darpanava Dehovarna Gauravam. Padma Parijata Ganda Banditanga Sauravam. Koti Kami Murchitangri Ruparasa Rangaram. Prema Dama Deva Meva Nomi Gora Sundaram. Show how he is Rupa Goswami's man, and he's saying, now he's using 10 million cupids, but Guru Maharaj is saying, 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu. That's how beautiful he is. They will faint, they will swoon, an ecstatic swoon to see the beauty of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, Hare Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagye Sankirtana Praye Yajanti Hisumedasa. So, taking the name of Krishna, descending with his associates. Previously, for the Paritranaya Sarunam Binashaya Chaduskritam program, he has some weapons, but here his weapons are like Nityananda, Advaita, and then there's also Gadadhar and Srivas, different type of pastimes. Converting everyone, as Vasugar said, through What is it from? Singing, dancing, feasting. These are the activities of the Panchatattva. Kriteya dayatom Vishnu, Tretayam yajato mukhe, Dwarpuri parichargayam kalo, kalo hari sankirtanam. Kalo hari kirtanam. So we're very fortunate to, by the grace of our Guru Varga, to be brought in connection with the conception of Sri Chaitanya Dev. And now is the time of his appearance. And this, we shall sing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, the slokas beginning Chodha Shatta Shatta Sake Masha J Palgun. In the year of Falgun, it was like 1486 AD, in the month of Falgun, on the evening of the full moon, that is when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And we saw, when I had this idea, I wish Satya Sundar had been there. I wanted to record Guru Maharaj on Gaur Purnima. So I had this set up, and I needed like cameraman. Maybe next lifetime we'll get a chance. And there needed to be some lights. So, you know, and what's that lantern they have where you go, shh, 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 and it has a little silk bag inside? Some kind of, it has a little, you like pump this, you go, pss, 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 and then it becomes very bright. So I had one of these, for, like everything was set up, and right when the time came, it went like, pff, it's India, you know? Like, you don't get it so easy. Just because you want, you know. So, I was like, I was like so besides myself, to put it mildly. But then there's Guru, because I had this feeling something extraordinary was going to happen that evening. You know? And it did. And it's still there, but it's just not as like clear as it could have been, but so this song is being sung, Gurudev is there, old Damodar Maharshi, and he's got a book like this thick, you know. And he has the book and he gets lost. I mean, this is the Bengali Vaishnavas whose lotus feet we worship, and they hanker for dust to become Pagal. One of the teen Pagals, Sampradaya. And so he gets, then Gurudev like takes over, you know, and they're doing it. And I just remember, they get to this part, and it sort of stops, and Guru Maharaj is there, he's holding his lati, his stick, and like, and singing these things. And then Guru Maharaj, and he says this line, Jagad Bhariya Lok Bole Hari Hari, Se Kane Gaura Krishna Bhume Avatari, and said, when the whole world was chanting Hari Hari, then Gaura Hari. Guru Maharaj sings this line, and then he starts dancing and leaping off, he's jumping off the ground. He's singing like that, and then jumping up and saying, Gaur Hari Gaur, and it's so extraordinary to see him actually singing and dancing. At that point, he must have been like in his 80s. Yeah. Yes. But I'm saying, you know, like, it's there, and you can see, and this is the line. He takes over and says, Jagat Bhariya Lok Bole Hari Hari, Se Kane Gaura Krishna Bhume Avatari. And then Gurudev sings the rest, and then they let that Damodar Maharaj sing. They go back and forth. But few times Guru Maharaj breaks out dancing and jumping, I mean feet leaving the ground type of dancing. I'll show it to you. Yes. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Avir Bhav Mahamahutsavati Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande.